Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can submit a question for future episodes over at pleasuremechanics.com, where you will also find a complete podcast archive. And on every page of our site, you'll find a cute little box where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter so you can stay in the loop and become part of our worldwide community of pleasure seekers. On this podcast, we are going to be talking about an exercise program that we all need to get on board with for both optimal sexual functioning and pelvic health. Don't worry, it won't take too much of your time. What we're talking about is pelvic floor exercises. So let's get started by talking about what is the pelvic floor.
The pelvic floor are two layers of muscles that hold up the organs and hold the bones of the pelvis together.
If you think about your pelvis, your hips, the sacrum in the back, the pubic bone in the front, it kind of is a bowl of bones that attach the top of your body to the bottom of your body. And the pelvic floor muscles are a sling of muscles that hold that all together and hold up your organs. So it's a super important structure in the body. When I first started studying human anatomy, I fell so in love with the pelvic floor, and it felt like a cathedral of muscles to me. It was so beautiful to me that I actually got the male and female pelvic floor muscles tattooed on my back. And I'll put a link on this podcast episode page to a photo of that. But I just thought it was the most amazing structure that no one really talks about or thinks about. And in reality, these muscles are super important to both sexual functioning and orgasm, which, you know, we love here at pleasuremechanics.com, and we know you love. They're also really important for pelvic health and overall body structural health. So these muscles deserve our attention. And partly because of sexual shame and silence, we don't talk about them when you talk about full body exercise, when we talk about health. Very few people mention pelvic floor exercise as part of your daily health regime. And in our minds, it should be right up there with drinking enough water, getting enough sleep, getting exercise, eating healthy food, and paying attention to your pelvic floor. So in this episode, we're going to talk about why it's so important, but most of all, how to keep your pelvic floor healthy. And what that looks like, and very simple daily practices you can integrate into your life in a really easy way that will bring way more health and pleasure to your beautiful pelvis.
Yeah, in our culture, we don't focus on this. Though in France, for instance, after women give birth, all women apparently get a series of physical therapy appointments to help return the pelvis to optimal health so they don't have a problem with incontinence. French women apparently don't have a problem with incontinence, whereas in the States, most women who've given birth, it is assumed that everyone has slight incontinence issues. We are comfortable with everyone having a pelvic floor that isn't in great health. That is considered normal here.
Well, and you mentioned pregnant women, but this goes for all of us because we live in what we can put simply as a tight-assed culture. Almost everyone carries chronic tension in the pelvis because we sit too often, we move too little, and we have sexual shame and tension and trauma that we carry as tension in the pelvic muscles. So this makes us a culture that almost everyone has chronic tension in the pelvic muscles. What's wrong with this? Well, the muscles are this web of muscles. The pelvic diaphragm is the deep, large body of muscles that hold the pelvis together, hold the organs in. And then on top of that, there's a more superficial layer. And there's the muscles of your orifices, the urethra, the vagina, the anus. All of these muscles work together, and through these muscles run blood vessels and nerve fibers, and all of these structures are very essential for sexual functioning. First, for arousal and erection in both men and women, we will note, you need blood flow into the genitals, and if these muscles are tight, blood can't flow as easily through those that tension, And so blood doesn't get to the genitals and your erections aren't as strong as they could be. And the nerve fibers also weave through these muscles. And if the muscles are tight, the nerves don't function as well. And so you're not receiving the same messages to the brain of pleasurable stimulation and your arousal isn't as strong as it can be. And during orgasm, these muscles contract, and if they're too tight, they can't really contract and release in the same way, and you don't experience powerful orgasms. So for all of the stages of sexual excitement, good muscle tone in these pelvic floor muscles is essential for sexual functioning. These are just the basic physical facts of this area, and it affects all of us.
That was all beautifully said. So what we're saying here is releasing constriction of the pelvic floor will both allow you to have stronger orgasms and create a more healthy pelvic floor to help prevent prolapse, incontinence. So taking care of these muscles and having an awareness of them helps you take care of both your sexual health and your sexual pleasure. And that's what's so exciting about it, is that it really helps everything.
Woohoo! And the optimal goal that we're going for is both relaxation of that chronic tension and strengthening the muscles, developing flexibility and strength. If you think about a trampoline, the material of a trampoline is both taut and supple, and that's the kind of tone we're going for. It's both strong and can contract in powerful orgasmic release, but it's also flexible and supple. And so this brings us to the No More Kegels section of this program. Kegels were once the go-to recommendation for pelvic floor therapy, and most people still recommend Kegels.
The term Kegel refers to clenching your pelvic floor and releasing it, but most people do it incorrectly and focus so deeply on the clench and not on the release, and you need to be doing both. And because so many of us have such intense tension in those muscles anyway, that when we tense them, we're just contributing to deepening in the tension and not actually producing the relaxation that we need in that part of the body.
There's a woman that focuses a lot on alignment and biomechanical response in the body, meaning how the body works together as a machine to create optimal health. And she kind of created a firestorm online when she posted something called No More Kegels. Her name is Katie Bowman, and we will provide a link to her website on this episode page, but this is what she says. In graduate school, where I was getting my master's in biomechanics, I focused my study on where pelvic floor disorders come from. I found this important because in math and engineering fields, where I came from, you can't work on a problem solution until the problem is well defined. In disease research, however, there isn't really research into the why or how, only on trying to figure out the remedy. In doing my research on the physics of the pelvis, movement, and how the pelvic floor works, it became clear that while the pelvic floor's problem was weakness, it was weakness that is the result of too much tension, not weakness that comes from flopping around.
End quote.
End quote. So what she's saying here is that the weakness that we associate with the pelvic floor, the inability to have strong muscular contractions, all of the vaginal prolapse issues, etc., come from too much tension in these pelvic floor muscles. And she goes on to say later, the lack of gluteal strength, so the lack of strength in our butt muscles. And so what she recommends is more movement, walking every day, and doing strengthening exercises like squats. And it turns out the squat is one of the most important exercises for pelvic floor strength. It aligns the bones and muscles in a really beautiful way. It really develops overall strength, and it creates the right amount of flexibility and strength in the pelvic floor. And this isn't a surprise because humans are designed to squat.
In many cultures, if you notice, they spend a lot of time in squats. In some developing countries, people will wait for buses in squats. They go to the bathroom in a squat. There is just, they'll sit on the floor and squat.
Yeah, you'll see 80-year-old men just hanging out all day in a squat.
It's unimaginable in our culture, right? So the body is designed to squat and to be in that state for long periods of time because we have become so focused on chairs and furniture in this culture, we have lost the ability to do really deep squats.
Or any squats
for prolonged periods of time. And that leads to a weak pelvic floor.
So one of our top recommendations here is to start squatting. And you might have to start with the tiniest of squats, hold a chair, drop into a little bit of a squat, and check in where you're at. How much of a squat can you do? But if you do squats a few times a day, sets of 10, over the weeks, you'll notice that you are developing more strength in your legs, more flexibility in your pelvis, and you can do a deeper and deeper squat. Squat is starting to sound like a really funny word.
It is. I was just thinking that.
Squat, squat, squat. All right.
But you can do this while watching TV, while on the phone, while waiting for your kettle to boil. If you want to take it to the gym and go crazy with your squats, awesome. But if not, you can
just integrate them
into what you're doing. Just do small sets.
Well, and this is one of the things that was tempting about Kegels. There was all this, you can do it anywhere and no one will know you're doing it and you're strengthening your pussy muscles and woohoo. But the invitation we're going to offer is to develop a pelvic health practice that you can do while you're doing other things, watching TV, but takes a little bit more of your attention, and that the pelvis deserves this attention. And by integrating this into your life, you're also developing the awareness of these pelvic floor muscles. And that mind-body link of having the awareness of what you're doing, paying attention to what you're doing, actually will also help your sexual response. Because by paying attention to these muscles and how they feel when you work them out, you're going to develop that neurological link that will also help you pay attention to pleasure down there. So it's actually good for your sex life, if that is a bonus.
I don't know if I've ever heard you say down there.
Down there. Your nether regions. Another thing I really want to recommend you do to create both this awareness and to start becoming familiar with your pelvic floor is get a mirror and either squat or lie down and look at your genitals. And this is a huge act for a lot of people. Some people have already really checked themselves out. But first, just take a look, see what you see. If you haven't looked at your genitals for a prolonged period of time, behold their beauty. Notice if any shame or weird feelings come up, because it does for a lot of us. But then start doing some clenches and watch your muscles in action. See if you can isolate the anal region versus your genital region. See if you can do really deep clenches and see what that looks like. Just really play with different kinds of clench and release cycles and see the muscles in action. We're not saying never clench and release. The clench and release cycle is actually a beneficial one, mostly to get your awareness in the area. And then you can start building in all of these different exercises we're going to recommend to really strengthen the muscles, to relax the muscles, to develop flexibility. But first you actually need to feel these muscles. Like if you clench and release your arm muscle, all of a sudden you become much more interested in your arm. Your awareness shifts to what you're doing. And so by using a mirror, getting that visual reinforcement and clenching and releasing, you actually can start paying attention to these muscles, noticing them, notice what they feel like and what they look like when they are activated. Activate thy pelvic floor. I'm just remembering in San Francisco when I was 20 and I was just starting to really learn about this whole system. I used to lie around, we had this beautiful sunroom with open windows and I had a mirror propped up, and I used to lie around and do all these breathing exercises and clenches with my feet up on the mirror and watching my pelvic floor go. And at one point my roommate, who was a gay man, came home with like four friends and I didn't hear them come in, and they were standing in the doorway watching me do all this like crazy breathing and clenching, and they giggled and I was like, oh, hello. But that was not abnormal for our household at the time. We had lots of nudity and lots of sex going on of all varieties, and you never knew what you were going to come home to. But that image just came to mind. That was fun. I was fascinated with my pelvic floor, and you should be too. Because because I really do think once you become aware of this area and you start feeling what it feels like to activate these muscles, and then you start noticing how they feel in different situations, it's like developing a whole new relationship with your pelvis and with your genitals, and notice how they can work more better. how your pelvic floor can really support the sexual experience. And it can be a really beautiful thing. Another awareness exercise I really want you to do is get a balloon. And no, you're not going to put it anywhere down there. Get a balloon and blow it up while paying attention to your pelvic floor. That pushing out of air requires your lung and your diaphragm to create negative pressure in your chest cavity. And what that does is it activates the pelvic floor, because the diaphragm of your lungs works in concert with the diaphragm of your pelvic floor. That's getting a little too technical, but blow up your balloon. Feel how it feels in your pelvic floor, and this is a good indicator of the relative strength or weakness of your pelvic floor muscles. If you have any of those sensations of having to pee, that might mean that your pelvic floor is weak and you need to really work on the strength element. If you have a hardness and you can't feel it at all and there's no suppleness, that might be an indicator of a lot of tension. So blow up a balloon, notice what you feel. Do some of these pelvic floor relaxation and strengthening exercises for a few weeks, and then do it again and see if you can notice any changes. So there are a lot of really amazing stretches you can do to work on your pelvic floor muscles and to start developing your gluteal strength and your pelvic floor strength. It would be a little bit clunky to try to describe them all to you on the podcast. So what we're going to do is, on this podcast episode page, we are going to post some YouTube videos of professional trainers demonstrating these exercises, and some links to amazing books that have full pelvic health programs that you can follow along with for both men and women. Because if you really want to take this on, and we recommend that you do, if you want to optimize your sexual functioning and protect your sexual health and your pelvic health, this is one of the best things you can do is, one, start walking more. Walk, walk, walk everywhere you can. Park far away in the parking lots, etc. Walk as much as you can. And two, do a routine of relaxation and strengthening exercises a couple times a week. And we will link to really great books and videos that give you the tools to do that. The other thing is massage of this area, and we just covered this in episode number 153, which you can find on the podcast archive page at pleasuremechanics.com. And we have a full discussion of the importance of anal and perineal massage in that episode. So definitely check that out and get our advice about how to do massage of the perineum and of the anal area for incredible relaxation and some of the most profound pleasure you'll ever experience.
Because it's an amazing way to really deal head on, if you will, with the constriction of the muscles, because massaging tight muscles will help relax them, so you can return the tight muscles of your pelvis to a more relaxed, flexible state, so that when you're doing clenches or squats that you're getting more out of it and you're able to then feel more pleasure, feel more deliciousness. It's awesome. But for people who have chronic tension, which is a lot of us, it is one of the best tools to use that you can do yourself, or your lover can do it with you as an exploration. It's fabulous.
Right. These muscles are just like any other muscle group in the body. And if you went to a professional about a tight shoulder, they would probably recommend a two-pronged approach. You relax it with stretches and massage, and then you strengthen it to deal with whatever misalignment was causing the tension in the first place. So with the pelvic floor muscles, again, that approach, you relax through stretching and massage, and then you strengthen through walking and squats. and lunges and these other pelvic oriented exercises that are going to bring a lot more blood flow to the area and strengthen these muscles and give you that optimal health you're looking for, which will not only help with your sexual response and your erections and your orgasms, but also keep you healthy so you can have a lifetime of pleasure, as we like to say at the end of each podcast. And you'll protect your sexual health and your pelvic functioning. What could be better than that? All right. If you have any questions about pelvic floor exercises and how they relate to your sexual health, be in touch with us. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you will find our complete podcast archive, and definitely check out this episode's podcast page. This is episode 164, so check that out in the podcast archive. Come on over to the episode page and you'll find all of the resources we have mentioned in this episode. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills, definitely check out our online multimedia erotic mastery courses. These online courses are designed to help you master new erotic skills in your own home at your own pace. They cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery, which includes perineal massage, and then anal play for both men and women, which covers anal massage. So you can find those practices in those courses. And our newest course, Kinky Sex Mastery, which is getting such amazing feedback from the couples that have started this course. They are absolutely loving it, going on an erotic adventure of a lifetime with our support. And the emails we're getting from the participants of Kinky Sex Mastery are making my day every day. They are bringing such smiles to my face because the course is doing exactly what it's designed to do, which is guide them on a slow and safe yet thrilling adventure into the realm of kinky sex. And these people's relationships are coming alive with the sparks that are being created with this course. And it's just making me so happy. So, if you want to go on your own erotic adventure, definitely check out the Erotic Mastery courses. You'll find them all at pleasuremechanics.com and use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX at checkout for 20% off the course of your choice. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.